Previously, on the mysterious ending to the Romanov dynasty. Last week, we ended with the big question of where the two bodies discovered, really Anastasia and Alexei. This week, we will talk more about Anna Anderson, one of the most well-known of several imposters who claim to be Anastasia. Keep listening to find out more about this.
Anderson, and why was she the most well-known of several imposters? Anna first gained public attention in March 1922 when claims of her being the Russian Grand Duchess came out. In 1920, Anderson made an attempt to end her life by jumping off of a bridge. She was then admitted into a mental asylum. Anderson refused to identify herself, and the staff claimed that she had scars on her body and a unique voice because she spoke German but had a Russian accent as well. In 1922, when a fellow psychiatric patient at the mental asylum started claiming that Anna was one of the daughters of the Romanov family, causing the start of Anna Anderson becoming one of the most well-known imposters.
We got a lot of similarities from the article Anna Anderson. Is she the Romanov princess Anastasia? The article said they both had the same nose, hair color, face shape, and small things like that. But when you look deeper in, there are things that were suspiciously similar. They had similar scarring on their abdomen and face. Anna didn't once leave the character of being Anastasia. This is where it gets weird. They both have the same deformity. Anastasia was born with it. Anna has it on her left foot. Anna spoke German, but her accent was Russian. In a clip from the Ottawa Journal from 1977, it tells us Anastasia had a mark on her right shoulder, where a mole had been removed. Anna Anderson had the same mark. All of these similarities are pretty crazy. It's hard not to think that it's possible that she really was Anastasia.
DNA testing shows that Anna Anderson was not actually Anastasia. However, it has been proven that the DNA testing is not 100% accurate. They waited to do a DNA test until after Anna had died in 1994. They did a tissue test. It is believed that the tissue samples may have been purposely mixed up just to prove that she was not Anastasia. There is no proof that the tissue samples were Anna Anderson's. The only way that we could ever really know is if they did a new DNA test using the modern technology. But since Anna chose to be cremated, it is not possible.
Now, as you know from our last episode, there was a lot of theories about the two bodies found. In an article called Anna Anderson, Is She the Romanov Princess Anastasia?, it tells us that the bodies were related to the royal family, and they were believed to be Alexei and one of his four sisters. But is it possible they messed with that DNA as well?
Anyways, back to Anna Anderson. In the article called San Bernardino County Sun from 1956, it talks about a man who met Anna Anderson and really believed that she was Anastasia. He says that he also met with people who knew Anastasia as a child. Anna Anderson could recall details from Anastasia's early life. These are kind of weird details, too. She could recall playmates and the kind of pipe that her father smoked. This man believed that Anna Anderson really was Anastasia.
While there was tons of people who believed that Anna Anderson truly was Anastasia, there was also many people, some that formerly knew Anastasia, who claimed that she for sure wasn't Anastasia. In an article from the Ogden Standard Examiner from 1958, there's an interview with the ex-royal teacher. He says that she's not Anastasia. He visited Anna several times in 1925 and found that she was not Anastasia. He testified in front of a German court. The teacher's wife was just as sure as well that Anastasia was not Anna. We can't deny the fact that there are some weird things that Anna Anderson knew, like what we talked about earlier in the episode, like the kind of pipe her father had smoked, and that they both shared the same deformity and scarring. Like, this can't be coincidental, but maybe it can be. It later came out by a private detective that Anna was just a polished peasant who had been injured in a defense plant explosion. This is stated in an article from the Lubbock Evening Journal published in 1984.
We believe that Anna Anderson is not Anastasia. We think that she truly thought that she was Anastasia, but maybe she just wanted people to start talking about her. And it worked. All of Russia was talking about if Anna Anderson could be the real Anastasia Romanov. But that it is just a theory, and it is completely possible that she was just a crazy person. However, She really did have everyone convinced, including some of the people that were very close with the Romanovs.
Over the past 3 weeks, we have learned a lot about this case. There are many different theories as to what really happened to the Romanov family, but we believe that Ander Anderson was not Anastasia, and we believe that the two bodies that were found was Anastasia and Alexei. If you look at all the evidence, the man that actually killed the family tells us what happened. So why wouldn't we believe it? Honestly, there was a lot of details that made this case more confusing than it needed to be. While we could be wrong without theory, there were still a lot of sketchy details. Hopefully you got your questions answered, and thank you for listening.